Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Miss Atomic Bomb. With so many jukebox musicals and shows adapted from other sources gracing the West End, it's always nice to have the opportunity to champion a new musical, and a totally British original at that. But sadly, even with the most generous of spirit, one can't claim Miss Atomic Bomb as a bright new kid on the block. It's set in Nevada in the 1950s at the height of the Cold War and focuses on how Las Vegas, always with the eye for a quick buck, tapped into American jingoism and Reds Under the Bed paranoia surrounding the testing of atomic bombs in the desert a few miles away. Rather than recognise the blast as a warning of impending mass destruction, Vegas proclaimed itself Atomic City, USA, and cashed in on the tourists who flocked to the area to watch the tests. There were parties, special mushroom cloud hairdos and cocktails were created, and beauty pageants were held to find a swimsuit clad lovely they could christen Miss Atomic Bomb. Against this background is the story of mechanic and farm girl Candy Johnson, played by Florence Andrews, who dreams of a better life in California, but who is also on the run along with her friend Myrna, played by Catherine Tate, from an avaricious banker. Throw into this subplots about a deserter from the army, played by Dean John Wilson, and a hotel manager, played by Simon Lipkin, who's in hot to the mob, and you have a show that starts promisingly enough, but overstays its welcome and ultimately degenerates into much shouting and mugging. The satire about fallout and the effects of radiation feels a bit obvious, but it's still cleverly handled with some genuinely witty lyrics, in a score that's a mashup of 50s pop, country and western, and traditional show tunes. But it's hard to say whether the pastiches of Jesus Christ Superstar and Les Miserables were intentional. However, a song by three beauty queens was a complete rip-off of the stripper song from Gypsy. There's no doubting that the cast worked their socks off, but Florence Andrews doesn't totally convince as the feisty Candy, while the usually impeccable Catherine Tate has an accent that wavers all over the place. Her comic timing never deserts her, though, and her scenes with the hilarious Simon Lipkin provide some genuinely funny moments. Apparently, Miss Atomic Bomb has been in development for something like 5 years, and yet it still feels like it's not quite ready to be put in front of an audience. Somewhere in there is a half-decent musical, but it will take some ruthless cutting to bring it to the fore. Miss Atomic Bomb continues at the St. James's Theatre until the 9th of April. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.